Chefs and adventurous home cooks are increasingly turning to Australian native foods as they try to spice up the ingredients in their kitchens. Things like lemon myrtle, wattle seeds and finger lime have gained wide popularity, but they're just a small handful of the more than 6,000 bush foods on offer in Australia. These indigenous ingredients not only taste great, they could also help address the challenges of climate change by altering land use and bringing big economic payoffs for regional and remote communities. Josh Brown is a Warramai man from New South Wales' mid-north coast. He's the Aboriginal Programs Coordinator at Sydney's Royal Botanic Gardens. And Chef Luke Nguyen is behind the Botanic House Restaurant's new menu, which marries native ingredients with Southeast Asian flavours. It's a delight to welcome him to the studio. Hello there.
Good Hello. Morning.
Now, Josh, when we talk about bush food, I think people probably think of, dare I say, witchetty grubs and kangaroo, but there's a wide range of fruits and vegetables and spices, isn't there? What ingredients are growing in popularity?
Yeah, I guess that's the thing. A lot of people think, as soon as you mention native foods and native bush foods, a lot of people just go straight to the standard, do you eat witchetty grubs, do you eat kangaroo? There's so many other varieties out there, and that's what we get to showcase at the gardens, which is great. And getting people to see exactly so many different varieties of native foods, of native fruits, and seeing them in situ is a really good way to teach people about what they actually look like and how they can find it themselves.
Yes, you run workshops teaching people how to incorporate bush foods into everyday ingredients. I mean, honestly, how difficult is it if one isn't a master cook?
Yeah, look, it's just like growing any other plant, really.
So it's just like a spice. You just become habitual. You just know what to throw. When you throw in basil, you throw in seeds.
Yeah, 100%, yeah. So it's, looking at, what are the flavours that they give off, what are the smells and textures that they have, and thinking about how you can incorporate them into food, just like any other food that we eat. They're not hard to grow. It's just like any other plant.
And no worries about poisons. I mean, I heard a very vivid account on Radio National recently about mushrooms, how really one has to learn to do a very careful appraisal of mushrooms. Now, nothing like that?
Well, actually, it's an interesting point, though, because we do have a lot of species of native plants that do need to undergo a certain process so that you can consume them. So things like your black beans, things like warrigal greens. What else is there?
And what do you have to be careful of there?
So a lot of them contain things like neurotoxins. So black beans in particular, they need to be soaked and then roasted before you can consume them. Oh. Similar to, say, macadamia nuts. You have to roast them before you can eat them. You can't eat them raw. So it's about knowing what things need to be processed in a certain way before consuming them. That's why it's really important that people are learning about native plants before just going off and picking them.
Who's going to tell me that? I've got to go to one of your classes.
Yeah.
Now, Luke, you do include native ingredients in your menu at the Botanic House. What kind of bush foods are you choosing?
Wow, just what inspires me is through the Royal Botanic Gardens, and it's just in my, just behind the kitchen there, we've got a big tree of lemon myrtle and it's so abundant, and I said to Josh, can I just pick them every day? And he goes, no, you can't. But I'm using, we do these really beautiful mulloway fillets, we pan sear them, and a lovely source of coconut milk. I used to infuse that coconut milk with lemongrass, but now it's with lemon myrtle, and it gives this fantastic sweet scent at the end as well. I'm using finger limes, warrigal greens. So instead of wok tossing ginger, garlic, water spinach, I'm using warrigal greens, and it's fantastic. We do a prawn dish, king prawn. You should try this, Josh. We char grill it, XO sauce, and we tempura some saltbush on top. And the flavours are just incredible. And I'm learning every day from guys like Josh and from the guys at Botanic Gardens. It's awesome.
So who taught you?
It's my palate. So I've just been introduced to native ingredients, and it's saying, well, what can I replace lemongrass with? Or what can instead of doing that salt and pepper squid with chili and garlic and regular pepper, I'm using native pepper berries, and the flavor profile is just incredible. It's really exciting.
Is it different?
It is different, but it adds so much depth to Southeast Asian food, and it goes really, really well. And all the chefs that we're working with now that are used to using just Asian ingredients go, wow, blow our minds. It's amazing.
And where do you source these foods? I mean, you can't forage in the botanic gardens, can you?
Without telling them, yes. No. No, so we have suppliers that that source these, usually from northern New South Wales, from
Queensland. So they're being produced commercially now?
Absolutely, yeah. And I have asked the gardens if we can, Josh, have some space where we can grow our own native ingredients in our backyard. It'd be awesome.
Now, Josh, last week the UN released its latest climate change report, which was a bit of a shock, warning that there needed to be a drastic change in the way we ate and produced food. And it did say that Indigenous communities must play a key role in land management and agricultural practices. Do you say that bush foods do help conserve the environment?
100%. You know, when we're looking at native foods, native plants, we're growing things that are used to these soils, that are used to these harsher, hotter conditions. And continually in Australia, we're experiencing more and more drought and less water. So the more that we can use native plants that use less water, it's going to be beneficial for everyone, no matter where you're living in Australia. If we can conserve water and conserve other resources by growing more plants that are used to the Australian climate and conditions, it's going to be better off long term.
So a lot of these plants you're talking about, they're hardy. They're used to, not, they don't need the full, rainfall.
They often, don't need as much TLC as many of our other European introduced species do.
Now, Luke, this week Australia's corporate giants pledged $3 billion to help grow Indigenous companies, and bush foods, clearly, as you suggest, is a growing industry. Do you make a conscious effort now to source native ingredients from businesses that benefit Indigenous communities? Have you got to that stage yet?
Absolutely. And the more aware that chefs or commercial chefs like myself, how fantastic native ingredients are, we want to buy more of it and use it more widely in any cuisine. It doesn't have to be modern Australian. Could be Asian, Southeast Asian, Japanese. So I would want to see this happening, and I want to be able to have native ingredients more readily available in abundance.
I mean, it could be such a selling point for Australia too.
It's fantastic. It's amazing. We should be using more of it in the restaurants and also at home. Grow it at home. We can grow it on our balconies, can't we, Josh? Yeah. In the backyard. Yeah. Why don't we be doing it? It's great.
I mean, the Indigenous representation in the food sector is quite interesting, isn't it? It made headlines last year when MasterChef copped a backlash for using a non-Indigenous chef for a bush food challenge. But this is a bit tricky, isn't it? I mean, you want to introduce it into a wider group, but you don't want Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people to be left out of the sector. It's a bit of a balancing act.
I mean, my palate's trained to understand Asian ingredients. And the only way we can go, well, that really works in this dish, is if you do have that palate already, mature. So, I do understand how that works. So Asian palate, substituting the ingredients with native, that's how we do it.
Look, good luck. I might try it. I'm a very cautious.
You have to come into the restaurant and check it out.
Yes, quite so. We're not supposed to advertise on the ABC. Anyway, Josh Brown, thank you to you and good luck.
No, it's a pleasure.
And Josh is the Aboriginal Programs Coordinator at Sydney's Royal Botanic Gardens. Luke Nguyen, chef at Botanic House Restaurant. And if you'd like more information about the Aboriginal bush food experience, you can find the link on our website.